Today's learning is sponsored before Shem Chavanish Shama Bas Aviva Shoshana and the Chavanot Taner Rabbi Meir Bahanes, and also the Nishras Moshe Ben Yehuda Leib from the Hershkovitz family, and before Shem Brian Leah Bas Yehudis Ari Ella. So let's begin. The bottom of Tzadi Gimel Amud Beis. The Gemara is talking about what would we trust in Eid Echad? Would we trust in Eid Echad to say that a Yavam died to allow, so rather that the husband died to allow a woman to go ahead and marry the Yibum, to form Yibum. So Eid Echad says, the husband died, can't she perform Yibum based on an Eid Echad? The Gemara first had said back and forth, but then the Gemara says, the bottom of Tzadik Gimel Amud Beis was Pashit, that certainly you can trust in Eid Echad to say that the husband died to allow Yibum. That's what the Gemara says, five lines up. Ikadamri, Halo Tibaylcha, that was never a Shaila, Da'afilu Ihinami Mehemne, even she herself is trusted, Kavachomer, we trust in Eid Echad to say the husband died, to allow for Yibum. The Tanan, the Mishnah explicitly says that Ha'isha She'amr Meis Bali Tinase. If a person says that her husband died, she's allowed to get married to whomever she wants, to the Shuk. And if she says Meis Bali Tisyabim, Yibum would be allowed as well. So that was never a Shaila, that was Pashut. What was the Shaila? Kitibailach Lemishre Yivama La'alma. Could an Eid Echad testify not only that her husband died, but that also that the Yavam died to now be matir her to Shuk? What would the difference be? Why would it perhaps not be allowed to trust that the Yavam died? So my time, do we say Eid Echad is trusted Mishum Demilsa Davide Legluye Lamashaka, that which will eventually expose them for lying, so a person won't lie. They don't want to be exposed. Hachanami, here's well, whether it's about the husband, whether it's about the Yavam, Lamashaka, Eid Echad won't lie, and she could go ahead and get married. Oh, Dilma, perhaps, time, and the reason why we trust in Eid Echad is not because it's Avidil Milsa Avidil Ligluye. Rather, Eid Echad Mishum Di'ihi Daika Uminsve. When she hears an Eid Echad, that kind of gets the ball rolling, and now the wife does some research whether her husband really got, whether he died or not, to go ahead and get married. However, Uminsve, and she'll get married based on her research. Halo Daika, but by the case of the Yavam dying, she won't do some intensive research. She doesn't really care that much about the Yavam dying or not. Uminsvish, she'll go ahead and get married. Demisehu, she hates Yavam. She doesn't get along with her brother-in-law. She doesn't want to get married to him. So even a small indication that her Yavam died, she's very excited and she'll go ahead and get married. And so she won't do the proper research to Sunilei. She hates him. So maybe we shouldn't trust Eid Echad. That's the Shaila. Again, do we trust Eid Echad to say that the Yavam died or not?
And he's not testifying that the husband died. He's only testifying. Like the husband dies and then he testified that
Exactly.
Testimony.
So then the Gemara says, top line, Tadi Dalam Enough, Amar Alf. Amar Lahu Rav Sheshes, Tanisua. We have a Mishnah that says, Amru Lea, Meis Balecha, Bacharkach, Meis Bincha. If they say that your husband died and then they said your son died afterwards, that means she's free. She doesn't have to wait for the Yibam because the moment her husband died, she's still a child. The child had died afterwards. Vinit says she goes ahead and gets married to somebody else. Bacharkach, afterwards, Amru Lea, they say, Chilf Dvarm, Hayu Dvarm. It was the opposite order. First, your son died. And then your husband died, which means you had no children at the time, the death of your husband, your chayv to your yavam verse. Now that's a big problem. She was zakukli yavam, and she marries yavam, and she's aser to marry somebody else. So the din is teitze v'havlad, she must get divorced to this new husband, because she's zakukli yavam, she shomeres yavam. V'havlad rishon v'achron mamzer, and the child from the first relationship, and the second relationship, from before she knew and after she knew was a mamzer. In other words, she was single, her husband died, but she's now shomeres yavam. So that's a lav ba'alma. So the children, when she got married afterwards, if she got married before she knew, that child's a mamzer because she was the zakuk to the yavam. And even after she knew and she still stayed married, had her children, those are both mamzerim. It's only a lav. A person, a woman, to shomer to yavam, to marry someone else is only an iser lav, not an iser kares. So Rashi says, this is going according to Rabbi Akiva. The Shemeres yavam, although it's only a lav, it gets married to someone else, has children, that child will be a mamzer. That's the din. So now the Gemara wants to know, after explaining this Mishnah, what are the details? Hey, Chedami, what's the case here? Ilema treyu trey, the case where trey, where two Edom first come and say, it was meis balecha, then achar kach meis bincha, which means you're single. And then two other Edom say, no, it was first meis banecha, vachar kach balecha, it was first your son died and then your husband died. So then, how can we trust one over the other? My chazus de samchus ahani, samach ahani. Why do we trust the first, the second Edom? Trust the first Edom. So it's not so pasha that they have to get divorced and all the children are mamzerim. The mamzer, suffik mamzer? Suffik mamzer. It's only suffik mamzer. We don't know with certainty. We're not vaday trusting the second Edom over the first Edom. They're two and two. That's trey or trey. They're just, at worst, it's a suffik mamzer, but it's not going to make them a vaday mamzer and not make them vaday have to get, vaday mamzer. So Gemara says, no. Maybe the Mishnah wasn't so precise. You're right. When the Mishnah says it's a mamzer, we really meant suffix mamzer. That's not really true. The Gemara was very precise. But the Katani, from the fact that the Sefer writes in the Mishnah, Harisha mamzer v'achrona ain't a mamzer. The fact that it says in a different scenario, the child before they knew is a mamzer, the child after knew is a non-mamzer, whatever the details are, we see the Mishnah is very precise in saying what's a mamzer, what's not a mamzer, and what would be a suffix mamzer as well. So the fact that they said both the Vlad Rishon and the Vlad Sheni is a mamzer, the Mishnah is being very precise. So it can't be a case of trey. That would at worst be a suffix. So what's the case here? So must be shmamina the dafka katani. Must be it's very precise. El alav chad. It must be where originally in Eid Echad said that the husband died and the child died. V'achar, and then time adasu betray. And only because two other Eidim came afterwards and said chilfa devarim, do we undermine the Eid Echad. Had it not been for that, however, had not been for that had not been for that memet, we would have trusted the Eid Echad legabe this particular halacha. So the Gemara says, so we see from here, Eid Echad would be trusted in this particular case. So the Gemara ends up saying that no, liolam trei, really it's a case of trei trei. How come, so then why is it a vadi mamzer? Should it be a suffix mamzer if it's really trei trei? So the Gemara says, liolam trei trei, ukadama rav adar bar me'anim, be eide hazama, hachanami be eide hazama. It's a case of eide hazama where the second eidim undermined the first eidim entirely. We have a halacha, there's a special chiddush Torah where eidim zomun come, although typically, treyu trey, two eidim versus two eidim, they neutralize each other and it's only a suffix. When it's eidim, eide hazama, it knocks out the first set of eidim entirely. They're wiped off the map and we only trust the second set of eidim. So when the second set of eidim say, not only do they say, you're with us, iman ha'isim at the time, but they also say that first your son died, and then your husband died, the second eidim said. So that means we trust them, the second ones entirely, and that's why their mamzerim are both Rishon and Achron. And there is no raya here about anything to do with Eid Echad. So Gemara.
So there are two against two. She doesn't even have to date it. She can stay with the second husband.
It would be only. I think it would be a suffix. Exactly. Right.
It's not only Nishani of mamzer alone. It's also mamzer.
I believe so. Exactly. So then the Gemara says, Amalei Rav Mordechai Rav Ashi. Rambamly others say Rav Achila Rav Ashi Tashma Ein Ha'isha Ne'menes Lomar Meis Yivami. A woman cannot say that my brother-in-law died, the Yavam died. She nase and I'll go ahead and get married. And she can't say Velo Meisa Chosi. She can't say that her sister died. She Kanes Lebeis and now she wants to marry her sister's husband. She can't say either of those scenarios. We don't trust her. Himars Medayik. He nihi dilo mehemne. She, we don't trust the woman in this case by Yavam ha eid echad mehemne. But had it been an eid echad, we would trust eid echad to say that the Yavam died and she could go ahead and get married to the shuk. So Gemara said, wait a second. L'tamich, according to your svar, can you really make a dik that when it says she's not trust, that means anytime the Mishnah says that we don't trust the wife, we would trust eid echad. The following of Seifa says that we don't trust her. We don't make the dik. It would be a case we also don't trust the eid. Look, l'tamich eba Seifa. The Seifa writes. Ein ha'ish, the man is not trusted. Ein ha'ish, neman lomar meis achi, his brother died. Sheyavim esisha, let me go ahead and do yibum to my sister-in-law. We don't trust the man. Velo meis ishi, and he can't say his own wife died. She esa esachos, he wants to marry his wife's sister now. We don't trust him. So are we going to make the diuk? Who? Nihu delo mehman. We don't trust him. Ha eid echad mehman? Would we trust eid echad legabe the man? That's to say, eid echad says that his brother dies and we can marry the brother's wife? No, the only time we trust eid echad is to allow a woman to get married so she's not an aguna. But to allow a man to get married, that's not a need. There's no aguna by men. Man can marry as many women as he wants. Mishma, I understand why eid echad trusted by gavi isha. Mishum iguna akili be'erbana, we were lenient to trust eid echad. We don't let an Eid Echad trust to allow a man to marry a sister-in-law. That's not allowed. So we see clearly, even though the Brisa says that he's not trusted, we're not medayik that we trust in Eid Echad. So too by the ratio, by the woman, although we don't trust the women by the Yavam, doesn't mean we would trust the Eid Echad. That's not a proper diuk to be made. So Ella, the halacha we learn from here is the fact that it says we don't trust her, it's not to be medayik we trust in Eid Echad. We have to actually teach the halacha that a woman is not believed by the Yavam. Because there's a havmina that maybe a woman should be believed by a Yavam. Why? Why would you say that? We need to teach the Mishnah that a woman is not believed by a Yavam for the Chiddush for Rabbi Kiva. It's Rech, the Kasak Daitach Amina would have thought, Hov Rabbi Kiva, Yesh Mamzer B'chayvi Lavim. A woman to a Yavam is Shomer's Yavam. And that's an Isra Lav at worst. The halacha is by a woman, Eshes Ish, and her Eid Echad says her husband dies. She doesn't want to be involved in any Chiyuv Misa. So she's going to do very serious research and make sure her husband died before getting married. That's why we trust an Eid Echad. Now when it comes to, and we trust even her, for that matter, a woman. Now when it comes to Chayvi Lavin, it's only Chayvi Lavin, not a big deal. And therefore maybe even though she thinks that the husband died, she'll go ahead and get married anyways, because at worst it's a Chayvi Lavin. So Gemara says, well, maybe in the world of Rebbe Kiva, where Chayvi Lavin will produce and generate a mamzer, maybe she would do intense research to make sure she's allowed to get married, and she should be trusted, the woman herself should be trusted to testify that the Yavam died. Kamash, well, then no, we don't trust the woman even by Yavam. But don't make a diuk that we would trust Eid Echad. We're trying to teach this very halacha without any diukim. So Gemara again says, ki it's tzerech Rebbe Kiva, it's tzerech sakud ha'at ha'chamin, I would have thought, hol v'am Rebbe Kiva, yesh mamzer mechayvi lavin, emachayisha akilkula, that she is concerned of kilkula, the zara of her children being mamzerim like Rebbe Kiva, v'daikin, she'll do very good research before going ahead to get married. She thought her Yavam died, so she'll do research, and maybe we should allow her to talk and get married based on a woman's testimony. She should get married to somebody else without having to wait for the Yavam. Kamashma, that no. We still don't trust a woman to say that her Yavam died. Fine, so that's the din. So now the Gemara says, Rav Amar, so we have no Raya, by the way, that an Eid Echad who testifies about a Yavam who dies, at this point we have no Raya that we would trust an Eid Echad by a Yavam. And the reason is, as we said above, because she hates the Yavam so much, she's not going to do the proper research that she should be doing. Rav Amar, Eid Echad Neman, B'Yavama, he says that no, an Eid Echad is trusted by Yavam, by Yavama, that would be allowed to say that the Yavam died. Mikal v'chomer, he uses a Kal v'chomer to say that we would trust an Eid Echad by Yavam. How so? Le'isr Karis, if we trust an Eid Echad to allow an Eishes Ish to get married by a much more serious event, Hatarta, Le'isr Lav, Lo Kolshken, so to allow an Eid Echad to undo an Isr Lav of Shemer's Yavam, certainly we should trust an Eid Echad as well. And that's Rava's initial suggestion. Amrlei Hahum Rabbanan, one of the rabbis said to Rava, no, he atzma tochich, that itself is the deficiency. Meaning, Le'isr Karis, Hatarta, Le'isr Lav, Lo Hatarta. By an Isser Karis, which is much more serious, so when an Eid Echad says that her husband dies, she'll do very serious research. We're depending on her to do research. It's a Karis, so we know she did the proper research. But by a Lav, an Eid Echad says it's the Yavam died, she'll say, okay, fine, that's not a big deal, it's only a Lav, and she might go ahead and get married without doing the proper research, so Yudafka shouldn't trust an Eid Echad in the context of only an Isser Lav. So Ela'ihi my time alo mehemne, why don't we trust her, Lamaisa? Because Kaven the Zimna the Sunny, because sometimes the wife hates the Yavam so much, Lodaiko Minsev, she won't get married to, she won't do proper research and she'll get married to somebody else because she hates him. So too, Eidecha Nami, by an Eidecha as well. Kaven the Zimna the Sunny, sometimes she hates the Yavam, and when the Eidecha says that the Yavam died, she gets so excited, and she's going to go ahead, Lodaiko, she won't do the proper research, and Minsev, and she won't get married. So the Maisa, the Gemara says, we don't trust her. And we don't trust an Eid Echad by Yavam, because the Zimnan, again, the Sunni, like, sometimes she hates him.
If the Yavam disappears, is she considered an Aguna, or after a certain time,
I'm not sure, I know.
Basin can allow her to get
Yeah, good question, I don't know.
Because then you would have also the same
Yeah, yeah, I don't know. I imagine she's an Aguna, but yeah, I don't know what we do. So then the Gemara quotes from the Mishnah from a couple of days ago, Zed Magister Darsh Rebbe Lazar, Ben Matthew, he made a drush in the mission. The mission was, it said in the pasuk that Isha Gerusha, Me Isha Lo Yikachu, that a woman or a Gerusha from her man, you can't get married. There's a law to get married. And he was Medaik Lo Me Ish She'eno Isha. Not from a man, a man who's not a woman. What does that mean? So if you look back at the mission, what was that drush again? It goes back to Daf Ayin, Tzadi, see 1 second. Daf Tzadi, was it? Well done. Remember the wishes. I can't find it. Okay, either way, so look what Gemara says. Gemara writes something interesting. Gemara says, Amar Yehuda Marav, Havaleli Rebbe Lazar, the Midjishme, Marganisa. Rebbe Lazar had an opportunity to make a beautiful drasha. He had a gem in his hand, just there was a lamp for him to make such a beautiful drasha, Darishbe. Instead, Darishbe, Lachasbe, he ended up darshaning just a piece of pottery, nothing, a worthless drasha. Why? Mar Maginas, what was the pearl that he could have made a drasha? The Tanya. V'ish of a Gerusha Meisha, Leikachu, that a Kohen can't marry a woman who's a Gerusha. Afilo Niskarsha Ela Meisha, even if she only got divorced from her husband, what does that mean? The way they explain here, let's say the husband said to her, that you're divorced from me, but you can't marry anybody else, that's not a good get. It's not a good get. But yet still, psula kuna, that's enough of a get to apostle her. Meaning, even though she's still married to her initial husband, but he handed her a get, that's what's called a reach get. It's a smell of a get. Although she's not free, it's enough to apostle her. Behainu reach get the posible kuna. So he could have made a drasha. That was a good drasha he could have made. Instead, he made a simple drasha that she only becomes a grush if she gets divorced from her husband. If she gets divorced from someone who's not her husband, that would not make her a grush. Of course, it will make her a grush. That's a simple din. So he says you should have made a much better drasha than you made. That's the end of this gemara. So now the Mishnah says as follows: New Mishnah, the bottom of Tadi Dal Amunaf. Misha halcha ishto the medina saya, a person whose wife goes overseas. Ubo v'amrulo meisa ishtecha, and the eidim come and say that your wife died. So now the husband could go ahead and get married to his sister-in-law if he wants. V'nos es achos, he goes ahead and marries her sister. His sister-in-law he marries. V'achar kach bo ishu, but now his wife shows up. She never died. Mutaris lachzor lo, he is allowed to remain married to his initial wife, because it's very different. The woman's mezana, even though it's by accident and all that stuff, that's a different story. A woman can only be married to her husband. But a man can be married to multiple women. Now, even though his sister-in-law is Aser Midin Arayos, it doesn't Aser him to his initial wife. So although it was an Isser involved, he was not at fault. It was onus. Two Adam said that she died, but he could stay married to his wife. Umutir Bekrovas Shania, he's also allowed to marry relatives of the second wife, his sister-in-law. In other words, his niece. He can marry his sister, his wife's sister's daughter he's allowed to marry. That doesn't ask her, although he married the sister-in-law accidentally, he's still mutter to her krovos. Ushnia mutaris lebekrovov, and the sister-in-law is still allowed to marry the brother-in-law's relatives. V'meisa rishon, if his first wife, after she shows up, she dies, mutter b'shnia, he's allowed to go ahead and marry his sister-in-law again. So amrulo, meisa ishto, if they say to him, your wife died, meisa ishto, v'nasa sechosi, goes ahead and marries his sister-in-law, thinking his wife is dead. Acharkach amrulo kayemes, no, she was actually allowed hayis at the time, but mesam, now she's dead though. Havlad rishon mamzer v'achron eina mamzer. Any children he had had from the sister-in-law while his wife was still alive, not knowing, those children are mamzerim, but any children he has after the wife dies and he's married to the sister-in-law still, those children are not mamzerim. And then Rabbi Yossi has this very cryptic language, which we're not going to see pshat today, but we'll see it maybe tomorrow or the next day. Rabbi Yossi Omar Kol Sher posel aide acherim posel aide asmo, v'chol shein posel aide acherim ein posel aide asmo. Rashi says, we'll see the Gemara what that means. So the Gemara now says, a bit of a tricky, not too tricky, but it's you have to just pay attention for a second. The Gemara says as follows. V'yafo gav de azil ishto v'giso l'medina sayam. What's a giso? So if you look at Rashi two lines down, Rashi explains giso is bal achos ishto, the husband of his wife's sister. So again, Reuven is married to a wife, his wife. His wife has a sister, and this is married to some other guy, Shimon. So Shimon and Reuven are brother-in-laws. They both married sisters. So that's the giso. What happens is, so let's say Reuven's wife and Shimon and the brother, they travel overseas together. So Shimon and his sister-in-law, so Reuven's wife and Shimon are traveling overseas. So Bafagav, the Elzle Ishto, the giso, the Medina Sayam, they travel overseas. And in Eidachat says that Reuven's wife died, and the brother-in-law Shimon died. So now, Reuven can marry his sister-in-law. He can marry his wife's sister. His wife is dead now. His sister-in-law lost her husband, so she's single. So he can marry the sister-in-law. So that's what the Eid Echad says. So even though they went together, the honey nesuin, the nesuin that got married, the kimetasra eishes giso, agiso. So now Shimon comes up, but he actually never died. And Reuven's wife never died. They all showed up back together. So now when the Gisa comes back, Shimon, he asers, his wife is asering out to him because she was with Reuven, another man. So they're asering to each other now, the Gisa and the Eishes Gisa are asering. So even though this Eid Echad messed everything up, and the Tasra, Eishes Gisa, Gisa, Hafihachi, even though Shimon and his wife's relationship is now a problem, Hafihachi, Eishes Gisa, Asira, Eishes Sharia, but his wife, Reuven's wife, is Mutter. So again, even though Reuven's wife traveled with the Gisa, they went together, at the same Eid Echad testified about both of them, when they both return, the Gisa's relationship is Usher, but Reuven's relationship is still fine, it's still good, even though you would have thought maybe they should be Usher together because they were a unit, they're not Usher. You could still split between the Gisa relationship and Reuven's relationship. The long reading, we don't say, Mitoch Shenesra Eishes Gisa, a Gisa, from the fact that they have Shimon and his wife are Usher to each other, maybe Tiasa Isha Allah, maybe Reuven's wife should always be Usher. since the wife again traveled Giso, no, we don't, they're two different halachas, even though they were traveled together and they're the same Erechad, but the halachas impact both relationships differently. So now the Gemara says, Lema, let's suggest our Masis and our Mishnah is Dilo Rebbe Kiva, not like Rebbe Kiva. Why? Because the Rebbe Kiva, had been Rebbe Kiva, Havle Achos Grushasa. This would be the sister of his Grusha, and if it's the sister of his Grusha, he wouldn't be able to get married to the sister again. What is it? What does that even mean?
He has to divorce her.
Yeah, exactly. Gemara's going to bring that. The Tanya. Kol Arayos Shebetorah, Ein Shichos Heimanu Get. By all Arayos in the Torah, there is no need for a get. That if he accidentally married one of the Arayos, they just separate from each other. There's no need for, there's no marriage in the first place by Arayos, and there's no need for a get. Chutz Me Eshish Ish, Shenisses Al Pi Bezdin. But Bezdin said Eshish Ish could get married to someone else, and turns out her husband wasn't really dead, but they thought they were dead, and then the husband returns, she needs a divorce from that first that second marriage. There's no marriage, because the husband is still alive, but still people thought it was a good marriage, because Bezdin allowed her to get married. You need to get from that second husband. And comes along with Bekiva Mosif, Af Eishas Ach, Ve'achos Isha. So too, the wife of a brother, where they thought the brother was dead, so he did Yibam with his sister-in-law, or he thought his wife was dead, and he married the sister-in-law. Those two scenarios, Rebbe Kiva says, also requires a get. Now, V'cheven, the Amar Rebbe Kiva, since Rebbe Kiva says, by get, that you need a get now from the sister, right? Again, his wife went overseas. He was told that she died, so he married the sister-in-law, the wife's sister, and then the wife comes back. So now he needs a get from the Achos Isha. Now, if it's a get, he gives a get to his sister-in-law's Grusha, his current wife, his initial wife, is now the sister of a Grusha, it's Achos Grusha. And you can't marry the Achos Grusha, so shouldn't you not be able to stay married to your original wife? The Kevin Dama Rebbe Kiva, by get from the sister-in-law, the second wife, Memela Itasra Aleh, Havle Achos Grusha, so he should be usher to his initial wife, because now she's the Achos Grusha. So that was the question. And the fact that we let him stay married to his initial wife, his original wife, must be not like Rebbe Kiva, that a Achos Isha does not require get. Gemara says, no. V'lav Itmar La, didn't we already have a statement? Amar Gida Amar Rebbe Chiyah Bar Yosef Amar Rav. Hi Eishes Ach, Hei Chidami. What's the case of an Eishes Ach? What does that mean? An Eishes Ach requiring get. Why does Rebbe Kiva require get by an Eishes Ach? That if a person said that his brother died, and Eirecha died, he married the sister-in-law, and the brother came back, oh, you need a get from that case. Why? So the Eishes say as follows. Hei Chidami, Kigon Shekidish, Kedushin. Pay attention, it's Kedushin only. Kigon Shekidish Achiv Es Isha. He engaged to his wife. V'halach Lamid Esam. Then he went overseas before ever getting married to her. And then the brother who's back heard his brother, who just got engaged to a woman, died overseas. The brother overseas died. So he went ahead. The brother who's back here married his sister-in-law because he heard his brother died. People are going to say, they said, you know what? The brother who initiated the kedushin to the wife and went overseas, this time he made a tanai because he knew he was traveling. He said, here, here's kedushin. He didn't come back. So Memela, the Kedushin actually ended up being Puk of the Kedushin because the Tanai never was fulfilled. And he was never married to the brother, the first brother. And when she got married to the second brother, that's a full-fledged Kedushin. They're going to think that's what happened. And that's why you require a get.
And the original guy is single. He's not married.
Exactly. The original guy is dead, but he comes back now. Right. Exactly. He's single now. The first one, even though he never died, he came back later on. He ends up being single, not married to her at all. The first brother, Tanai Hav, he made a Tanai Kedushin, Lebe Kedushin. The High Shaper Nasav, the second brother married, was a good marriage, even though it's not really, but people are going to say that. And that's why you need a get for Rabbi Kiva. So too, the High Achos Isha, what's the case where he thought his wife died and married the sister of his wife? Nami Hechidami, what's the case? Kevin Shekidesh Isha, he married the Kedushin with his wife. For Halcha, she went to Medina Sayam, for Shama Shemesa, and he heard that she had died, his wife died. Abed Vanasa Zachosa, so he married her sister. Dami and Shapir are going to say, oh, Hach Kamaisa, the first sister he married, Tanai Havaleb Kedusha. There's good Tanai. And since she never showed up, the Kedushin was Paka. So he's allowed to marry the second sister. And that's why he requires a get, lest people think there's a real marriage. But that's all by Kedushin, where you can make a Tanai by Kedushin. So for that reason, we require a get in those scenarios. Ella, Nisuin, by marriage, we don't have Nisuin B'Tanai, we have Kedushin B'Tanai, but not Nisuin B'Tanai. And if the whole premise of Rebbe Kiva requiring a get is because of Kedushin al Tanai, you don't have that same concern of Nisuin al Tanai, so you don't require a get in this case. So in this case, in the Mishnah, we're talking about one who got married, There's no need for a get when the wife ends up showing up. So it never becomes an Achos Grusha case in our Mishnah here. So that's not a Chashash. So even Rabbi Kiva would hold of our Mishnah that it won't be Achos Grusha and she can, or he can, remain married to his original wife. So Gemara then says, Amar Lei Rav Ashi the Rav Kana. So he says as follows. E Rabbi Kiva, if Rabbi Kiva, at least in that Havamina, that now that we're saying Rabbi Kiva, not really now, Maskana I should say, now we're saying that Rabbi Kiva can taka be the mechaber of this Mishnah. So then we have the following situation. Why did the Mishnah only give an example of marrying a sister-in-law? It could have given an example of marrying a mother-in-law. If the person heard his wife died and then ended up marrying the mother-in-law and then the wife came back, it would be the same exact scenario. So why did the Mishnah only choose a case of a wife and a sister? Why not a wife and a mother-in-law? So the Gemara says, because Rabbi Kiva, listen, Nami Chamosa, the Hashemino Lei, the Rabbi Kiva, we heard about Rabbi Akiva himself, the Amr Chamosa La Chamisa La Besreifa. Rabbi Kiva holds in the lifetime of the wife and the mother, and he's with a mother-in-law, that's Isra Sreifa. But if the wife died, then the mother-in-law is not Besreifa, she's Mutter. So that would have been the same exact scenario. How do we see the Rabbi Kiva hold this way? Ditani, the Brisa says that Be'esh Yisrofu Oso Veshen, that they get burned, him, the violator, the man, and Essen, and them, Oso Ves Achasmen. So Essen, according to Divrei Rabbi Shmuel, Essen means one. It's that Greek. Essen means one of them. That the man gets burnt, and one of them gets strafe as well. Who's the one? It's referring to the mother-in-law. Right? He's married to his wife. His wife did nothing wrong. So the Isser is to the husband and the mother-in-law. That's what Rabbi Shmuel says. Then comes along Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva says no. Rabbi Kiva argues and says that Rabbi Kiva Omer, Oso Veshteya. No, Eshen means two people. Him, the man, and two people. Who are the two people? So there's a machlokas here about just how two people mean him and the mother-in-law, just repeating him. Or it means Eshen. Let's look at Rashi. Rashi, it's too long for Rashi, actually. Should we do it? Let's go by to the Gemara. I hope you all understand without looking at the Rashi. Bishmala Bai, I understand according to Bai Damar, Mashmal's Darshanik Banayu, that Rabbi Kiva and Mishmal say the same thing, just Darshan the words, Essen differently. Both of them refer to the mother-in-law and the husband. There's no machlokas, just that Essen doesn't mean one of them, it doesn't mean both of them. But they really mean the same thing, that both the husband and the mother-in-law get Sreifa. So that's no issue. Rabbi Shmuel Savar Chadaksiv, and Rabbi Kiva Savar Tartiksiv, Shaper. Okay, that all makes sense. But Ella, according to Rav Damar, Chamoso L'Achar Misa Yigibanayu. No, the nafkamina between Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Shmuel is Chamoso after Misa. Then according to Rabbi Kiva, he holds the Isser of Chamos is only when Essen, both of them are still alive. When both the wife and the mother-in-law are alive, that's when the Sreifa. But when the wife dies, then there's no Sreifa for the mother-in-law anymore. She's Mutter. So now, according to Rabbi Kiva, that we said that after the wife dies, the mother-in-law is Mutter, you should have taught the same case in the Mishnah. That the man, Eidecha, says the wife died, so he goes and marries the mother-in-law, and then she shows up. That could have been just the same exact example as the Mishnah says. So Gemara says, Lisei Nami Chamoso. So that Gemara says no. Amrlei, Nihi Dimiata Kra, granted that Rabbi Kiva holds that when they're both alive, there's no Sreifa anymore by the mother-in-law and the husband. However, but did he say there's no Isra anymore? Not that she's a mutter, there's only a law, but not Sreifa. By a wife and a sister-in-law, when the wife dies, the sister-in-law is completely mutter to marry. When a wife dies, a mother-in-law, there's no Sreifa, but there's still a law, and since there's still a law, that could not have been a good scenario to choose in the Mishnah. Okay, we'll stop here. Rish Hashem will continue tomorrow.
So the keyboard's owner of the Onish, that he disagreed with the
Rishon. Exactly, right.